AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis gets a rousing welcome to the U.S. as he arrives at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
Those cheers are for Pope Francis as he steps off his Alitalia plane here at Andrews Air Force Base and begins his U.S. visit. Waiting at the bottom of the steps, President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and the two Obama girls, plus other dignitaries, including Vice President Biden and his wife Jill. It's a cloudy, sprinkling afternoon in September here at this base outside Washington as the Pope begins his first ever U.S. visit that'll take him from here to New York and Philadelphia. Mark Smith with the President, Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland.
On Thursday morning, Francis will address a joint meeting of Congress. Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker says others in the House and Senate have to realize the Pope's speech is no ordinary political event.
Listen to one of the most famous and one of the most respected voices on the face of the earth with the respect and decorum that is due someone in his position.
Also on Thursday, a vote has been set to avoid a partial government shutdown. AP Capitol Hill correspondent Jerry Boatlander explains.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set up a vote on a bill that would keep the government operating to the second week of December while blocking federal money for Planned Parenthood for a year.
It would allow us to press the pause button as we investigate the serious scandal surrounding Planned Parenthood.
Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid counters there's already been a vote on a bill to defund Planned Parenthood.
This is yet another case of Republican leader just wasting time.
With Democrats set to block this bill, it would set the stage for a second bill to keep the government open that wouldn't involve Planned Parenthood's money. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. A Florida sheriff's deputy and a gunman, both dead in a pair of shootings. Okaloosa County Sheriff Larry Ashley says Deputy Bill Myers had met Joel Dixon Smith outside a lawyer's office so Smith could surrender his guns following a domestic violence injunction. Instead, the sheriff says, Smith opened fire, killing Myers before he fled to a hotel. Sheriff's office says Smith was fatally wounded while exchanging gunfire with deputies during the standoff. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, whose State Department under President Obama kept the Keystone XL pipeline tied up for years, tells supporters in Iowa the pipeline should not be built.
I believe it is a distraction from the important work we have to do to combat climate change, and unfortunately, from my perspective, one that interferes with our ability to move forward to deal with all the other issues. Therefore, I oppose it.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.